Well, we are being joined in the studio by a very special guest today, Megan Trail, the Executive Director of Independence County Humane Society. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. Now, there's a big event coming up this weekend, and I'm always one that looks for this on the schedule because I love the animals. I love going down to the Humane Society, seeing all the animals, and it's Bark in the Park time.
Yes, it is. Finally.
Let's talk about the plans for Bark in the Park. This is a huge deal for y'all. Of course,
yes.
The big thing we were already talking about a little bit, the wiener dog races, the weenie dog races is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, my dog, if we can get it out there, would win. But I may be out of town, so someone else gets to win.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Bark in the Park and what it means for the Humane Society.
Yeah. So Bark in the Park is one of our two major fundraisers that we have every year. We have Bark in the Park, and then, of course, we have Trivia Night in the fall. And this year we've got some new stuff. We've got a band this year.
Okay.
And they're coming out to, they'll play from 5 to 6. So anybody who wants to come hear the band can come out. I believe they're called the Sparrows.
Okay.
And then we have some food vendors. May Mays will be there. And then Bethesda General Store is providing lunch for everybody as well.
Okay.
And of course, all the proceeds from this go directly to us. We have plenty of vendors that you can shop at this year. We have contests. There's a costume contest, and we're doing a top dog where you can vote for your favorite dog that you've seen there.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have our Flea and Barkus booth and mm-hmm. a few other things. But actually, the one I'm the most excited about, it's called Pet Partners.
Okay.
And it's kind of like Build-A-Bear, but it's with dogs and cats.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get to come out there. We'll put a little heart in your dog or your cat, and you can name it whatever you want to. We've got little labels. We can name, put a collar on there for them. So.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. It's this Saturday at Riverside Park from 3 to 7, and there's a movie after in the park, so that
yes.
works out. So you can stay for that, bring the animal, hang out a little bit. And what are these dog games I hear about?
Ah, yes, the dog games. So my favorite dog game, well, I guess I have two favorites, but my favorite is definitely bobbing for hot dogs.
Okay.
It's a pool of water. And we put hot dogs down in it.
Okay.
And it is so funny watching the dogs stick their faces down in the pool of the water trying to get the hot dogs. We get laughs every year from it. And then we have clean your plate so the dogs can, we have all sorts of things that are dog safe to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we see what your dog will eat and what they won't eat.
I think our dog would eat literally everything.
All of it?
Everything. I mean, she's selective when it comes to her dog food, but besides that, she'll eat literally everything.
They have all kinds of stuff. There's also dog art this year.
Dog art?
So,
okay.
Yeah. We take a Ziploc bag and we put a canvas and some paint in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dog's paws don't get, you know, dirty or toxic paint on it. But then they can step on it and they make these really beautiful pieces of artwork, actually.
Ah, so a Michelangelo. But a dog, not a turtle, not to be confused with the Ninja Turtles.
No ninja turtles,
just doggos. This is a really cool deal, Bark in the Park. And as you said, it's a big, big fundraiser for y'all, one of the two big ones. And a mission, and it's not super expensive or anything, it's just a donation to the Humane Society because y'all don't get any funding from the city or the county, really.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll take anything from a bag of dog treats to a $100 bill. It doesn't matter. You could bring in one can of cat food. Give us $1.50, whatever you can do. Our goal is really, our goal every year with Bark in the Park is to educate. And this year we're focusing on animal abuse and neglect. So we've got Joanne, which I'm sure a lot of you followed on Facebook. She passed away because somebody just tossed her mm-hmm. out of a truck and she had her whole back legs broken. And we fought pretty hard for her and she did not make it. So she is kind of our spokesperson, if you will, for Bark in the Park. So she's on the back of our t-shirts, which we will also have for sale
mm-hmm.
at Bark in the Park. So.
And it's the phrase, we are their defender, right?
Yes. Yep.
So it's a really cool deal. Bring your animals out for that one. Now, as we said, the weather is kind of iffy right now. So what's the plans with the weather?
Oh, we will be there whether it's raining or shining.
Okay.
We have no plans of not being there. We actually had a couple years ago, we had it rain. And we actually had a really high attendance, so we're not worried about it.
We want to see everybody out at Bark in the Park this weekend, this Saturday from 3 to 7 at Riverside Park. And then you can stick around and watch a movie there in Riverside Park. Still figuring out what the movie's going to be. But and there's so much going on. Rent a puppy? I got to ask them about that before we go.
Yeah.
Rent a puppy.
Rent a puppy. So it's not just puppies. It's a little deceiving there. But we do have puppies. It's you can come over and you donate a little bit of money. And it's, I don't know the exact prices off the top of my head, but you donate some money and then you can rent a puppy for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, the whole event if you want to. So if you, even if you don't have a dog or if your dog is antisocial or can't come out, we have plenty of dogs for you to rent, so to speak.
And there's no limit on what the dog goes to come out there. All dogs are welcome, right?
All breeds are welcome, yes, all breeds. We just ask that you keep them on a leash and that they are semi-dog friendly. If they're on a leash, you can control that a bit. But.
And admission is only a donation to the Humane Society, which that's y'all really it. Need some donations right now, keeping everything going there. So come see us this weekend, this Saturday, Riverside Park for Bark in the Park. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be amazing. This year is going to be great.
Absolutely. Everybody get on out there. Bring the doggos. Let them paint a little bit. And, of course, if you got a weenie dog, give them a chance to win the weenie dog race.
Yes, please do.
Well, thank you so much. It's Megan Trail, the Executive Director of the Independence County Humane Society, joining us in studio to talk about Bark in the Park.